This is Digarus Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is 23 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Digarus. This is flyer number 733, part 2, entitled Masculism, Conscription, and Generational Democracy. Continuing straight on. The less nationalistic people are, the more likely they are to oppose conscription, which is one of the worst of all oppressors of men. As an example of this, take the two national referenda that were taken in Australia on the issue of conscription during World War I. Both times, Australians, living in a highly multinational migrant nation at the time, voted against conscription. Even in World War I. Unfortunately, two of the greatest dictatorships on the planet at the time of writing, November 2025, are China and Russia. Both these countries have the technological ability to shoot down communication satellites, so most Starlink satellites are not directed at Chinese and Russian citizens, in brackets, plus a string of other mostly dictatorial countries, close brackets. So the general de-dictation, that is, ridding the earth of the last dictatorships, close brackets, cannot use Starlink satellites over China and Russia, etc., to do this. But that still leaves some 60-odd other countries that do not have the ability to shoot satellites out of the sky, which can therefore be de-dictated. For example, in the Arab countries and African countries, where most of the planet's dictatorships still exist. Broadcasting the internet to these dictatorships will cause social/political revolutions amongst their populations, as they learn that there are better ways of living, who no longer tolerate living under corrupt, thieving dictators, and demand to have a say in their country's politics, that is, they will push for the democratization of their countries. Since democratic countries are far less likely to go to war with each other due to their voting populations not tolerating war, then a planet-wide de-dictation will eventually be a very good thing, leading to, literally, world peace. So older male politicians will not feel the need to conscript and hence not risk being murdered / assassinated by hateful young men if these older male politicians conscript them. As people get richer, they travel more and expand their horizons as they learn of the superior customs in other countries that they visit and then wonder why their own country doesn't adopt those superior customs, thus reducing their blind, ignorant nationalism, seeing that indeed that they don't belong to the best nation on the earth, the way, for example, that Americans are powerfully brainwashed to believe. Americans only have to learn, for example, that Europeans sneer at them for not having a national health service, so that Americans are so uncivilized that they don't even take care of the basic physical health of their own citizens. Or that there are more gun murders in a single city in a week in the US than the whole of Japan has in a year. By being exposed to the views of many nations, peoples will become a lot less nationalistic and more cosmopolitan, and hence be much more intolerant towards the idea of conscription with its massive oppression of young men. The Starlink system will bring the world to the world via the internet, so people's mentalities can expand from being national to being global. So leaders of nations, politicians, will not be able to appeal to nationalistic pride, since such pride will have largely evaporated due to the multicultural mentality of most people exposed to a global internet. Recently, I watched an old British movie called Damn the Defiant, which was set in the era of the Napoleonic Wars in a British harbour town, which began with a press gang recruiting young men to increase the size of the crew of the ship Defiant. These barbaric methods are not tolerated today, but were the norm 2+ centuries ago. They were a form of conscription. Just as press ganging is not tolerated today, the aim of the anti-conscriptors is to make conscription intolerable so that older male politicians just don't do it through fear of being assassinated if they do. So young men need to become a lot more intolerant of conscription and be more proactive in assassinating older male politician conscriptors. This will be a lot easier to do if these young men have cosmopolitan minds due to exposure to a world internet, which gives them a global perspective in a world language that is increasingly English, with the global internet pushing for the establishment of a world language so that the world can talk to each other. Admittedly, AI can now translate one language into another pretty effectively. There are still advantages in two people being able to talk to each other in the same language. Personally, I look upon war as a sign of social/cultural/political backwardness that I hope humanity will outgrow the way we have outgrown the mentality behind the press gang. I had a hatred of conscription when I was young, taking the attitude, quote, "How dare these old men politicians treat me like a piece of meat, risking my death to defend their ideologies? How dare they? I hate them. I want to kill them, since they want to kill me, sacrifice me for their political ends." Conscription is not only deeply oppressive, it's also barbaric. So young men need to put such political pressure on older male politicians that the latter fear conscripting young men, knowing that if they do, then they become prime targets for assassination. Millions of young men need to learn of the concept conscription is an assassinable offence, so that they are not conscripted. Young men also need to foster conditions so that nations become a lot less nationalistic, so that older male politicians don't dare conscript them. If some older male politician starts talking about the need for conscription, then young men need to tell him that, quote, "If you do conscript, then expect to be murdered, since conscription is mass murder of young men, a major political crime that young men who refuse to be oppressed this way, quote, will not tolerate." End quote. These young men need to tell these older male politicians that they cannot dictate to young men that young men should be forced to risk their lives defending the ideological beliefs of these older men. The core idea of generational democracy is that older men do not have the right to do this to young men, that there should be democracy in this sense, across the generations. That is, that older men do not have the right to dictate to the younger generation of men what the older men want younger men to do. Generational democracy needs to be greatly strengthened so that young men don't have to suffer the awful oppression of conscription, dictated to them by older men who are not generational Democrats. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskus tab for 730+ Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? - Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. - See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskus segment, - as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 maskers videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, Dagaris Maskless Flyers, that's all one word. All 1,000 of my maskers videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Dagaris Maskless Videos. That's four words. Ciao.